I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. We have offered a tweak to our open that is... That is a piece of audio I've listened to, I'm sure, over 100 times since my friend Lacey sent it to me in the days after my father's passing. As successful and as competitive as my father was throughout his life, he also doubted himself often. Like all of us, he dealt with insecurity. He dealt with it more than most people I know. So this is at a point where Lacey... He's trying to boost his confidence. And so he's singing, "I'm a confident person." So we thought we would add that to the open. So you'll hear that moving forward. I'm also informed by Dan Cook that Adam Carter now, after Boffo Reviews hosting the show last week, has demanded... And the Brain Wizards have accepted his demand to have his own studio throughout this show. Would you like to explain?
Me or Dan?
No, well, probably you, since it was your demand.
Well, you were talking to Dan. I mean, I didn't know you were communicating with me. And before I go any further, I noticed you called me last night after the show, and I wanted to tell you this in person, but since we're on air here, might as well. No time like the present. I've heartfelt sympathies at the loss of your father, but you know we're like 10 days out now, so the communication outside of work, let's go ahead and put that back on a halt.
Very well delivered.
Yes, thank you. I'm kidding, well, everybody. I'm kidding. Let's not start anything here.
We mapped that out yesterday. Seriously. That was better than Bob Golic in Saved by the Bell.
The college years, by the way.
Yes.
Let's not. Yes. I do my best work in a room by myself. And, I mean, I can't put it
you
any other way.
You are the
than
Rudy
that.
Giuliani. Just, yes. Or are you the Jeff Toobin? I'm trying
that's,
to decide.
That's a little more Toobin. I'm not Toobin in here, but I – no, it's – I think it's better for myself and Laura Oaks. I mean, when I was pegged to do those shows, I wasn't going to do them in the newsroom because that would have driven Laura nuts. And if she was doing a 3-hour show, I'd probably go nuts too. So I said, you know, I'll go down in one of our production studios. And now I kind of like the vibe in here.
You've taken it over.
It's kind of moody. It's kind of the lighting is a little low. I love it.
Have you set up some stuff so it's like you?
I did.
Fish posters, old hookah. Well, I mean, what do you have set
that
up?
That was
in there?
When I did Friday night, my night talk. We had night talk on the air.
That's right.
From 6:30 to 8. And we did discuss what I could. I do have a little lamp at my desk that I was bringing in during the show. But we were talking about some black light posters and. A little incense.
Maybe a scented candle?
Well, I'm an incense guy, you know.
Incense.
Go to Maharaja's and stock up on some incense. And
of course.
Is Maharaja still there on West 7th?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Texters? Do you? 651-989-9226. 6. Let us know. I like it. Dan, do we think this means he's going to pay more or less attention to the show?
Oh, I can't imagine why he would pay any more attention to the show. You know, he can do all the news stuff in there that he was doing down in the newsroom. So I would think distractions would still abound.
No, see, that's why I'm here, is to focus. I mean, get that laser focus on the show.
On the news, not on the show.
No. Yeah. Come on. I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
I might have to change.
Maharaj, by the way, as far as I can tell, still open.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay, were we all watching the ball game, or had you taken your teeth out when you were asleep already?
Well, that was when I did actually prepare for Overrated Underrated Monday. My overrated was my ability to my sports fandom, because I missed the great baseball game over the weekend, and I missed the great football game Sunday night, just because I was already in bed. No, I committed myself to watch the entire game last night.
Good.
But sadly, I tuned out too early in the celebration. Otherwise, I would have seen Mr. What's-His-Face, Mr. Mask, come back out on the
Turner.
Turner. My father has now.
I'm taking that over. Hey, Mr. Mask, he's out there.
I want you to do that from now on. Yeah. In my father's voice. Many of those nicknames, I'd say 34%, you cannot say on air.
Correct.
Or it will be like, yeah, Lacey has returned back to the show from Monday. So I know Cook's watching. I'm watching.
Yeah, for sure.
Not a lot of us are watching if you're looking at the numbers.
Ooh,
but
no, they're not.
I'm in. And I'm trying to understand, why is Justin Turner out of the game? I mean, but I wasn't dwelling on it. But he's good at third. I've watched enough of the Dodgers. They don't bring in, I don't know, maybe it was Ron Say. Is that who they put at third base? I don't know who replaced him. And then there was so much going on, I just kind of forgot about it. And all of a sudden, Kevin Burkhardt. By the way, close circuit of the people who think Alex Rodriguez is good.
Ugh.
Talking about baseball, send those drugs to me. He adds nothing.
It's terrible.
Nothing. Frank Thomas is worse. Big Poppy is okay, because he's Big Poppy. Burkhardt is by far the best one on the crew. But Burkhardt, I don't know, Dan, would you say maybe it's the second segment of the postgame coverage says Justin Turner tested positive, and that's why he was removed from the game. And I'm thinking, what? What was just said?
Yes.
So it appears that they received inconclusive results in the second inning. Can I just stop right there? Why are we receiving results in the second inning? Cook, Carter, help me.
I mean, because it wasn't the second inning. That was his Monday. They tested it, the players and the coaches, every day. And as I understand it, the second inning results were from his Monday test. They didn't get the Tuesday results till later in the game.
And they yanked him. So they get this in the second inning, which I don't understand at all. I thought the whole point is, silly me, I thought we're going to test you and decide if you can play the game. We're not going to get the results maybe in the middle of the game. And I know there were a lot of other games going on last night, so I can see why this one wasn't a priority. So then they speed up the results. How do you think Dave Roberts, Adam, handled that phone call? Or maybe it was Andrew Friedman, the baseball czar, who calls Roberts, but that's a heck of a thing.
Yeah.
He's fairly essential to that ball club.
Mm.
He's the type of baseball player you hate looking at, too, by the way, because you don't like those beards.
Yeah, he looks like an extra from the Game of Thrones, the Wildlings or whatever.
Yeah.
He looks like he died with the Wildlings.
Killed right away.
You know, Kevin Cash missing a great opportunity here, saying, you know, I got a positive COVID test. I had to get my pitcher. I couldn't let him in there. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So they win, as we know. Spoiler alert. We get the results, and they have now asked him to quarantine. They have asked him to isolate. He is positive. How long did he follow that for? 5 minutes? 6 minutes? Whatever it might have been. And he goes back out on the field. And the explanation is, we couldn't stop him. I mean, JT is too essential to our team. He's has the mask on for a while, kissing the wife. People are freaked out about the wife. He's been with his wife the whole time. That one doesn't bug me as much as mask off, hugging everybody, and we couldn't do a damn thing. Let's pause. Should they have done something? I get it that they're saying he's now a free agent. Well, he's on the club. I get it. Heart and soul guy, hell of a player. Adam nailed it. Deserved to be a quickly killed character in Game of Thrones. But how much heat should the Dodgers get on a night when they finally, this great team with this, this spectacular run, finally wins the World Series? Is this all on Turner? Is it on the Dodgers? And how perfect is this story for America 2020 when you're watching the World Series and COVID says, hold on a second, I have to get involved. Continuing on the series, Justin Turner and then Kevin Cash in moments. Adam, I'm sure it's crushing for Turner. Not crushing. It's just this bittersweet situation where you've worked and worked and worked. You've come so close. All of a sudden this happens and you cannot celebrate. I think that's where somebody needs to talk to him and say, we're going to find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be as reckless as this, we shouldn't do this for the organization. And by the way, we're just trying to help you out too, because you don't want to get into this mess because it was reckless. No other way about it to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're telling a baseball player or really any sort of professional athlete, what are the if you win a championship, what are the thing? What are the reasons why you want to win a championship? The post-game celebration is probably near the top to have that moment with your teammates.
It's hard. Yep.
And I totally get that. But you are right. I don't see how you can just say, yeah. And I mean, look, I don't put it on him either, saying that he wants to do that. But there's got to be somebody saying, as bad as you badly as you want to do that, this A, is literally dangerous to do. B, the optics of
it. To your teammates, to your friends.
And I get that these are professional athletes and they're in pretty good shape and that they're probably a majority of them are going to come through it okay. But we don't know that, and we don't know who they're going to be in contact with too in the next 5 to 7 days. And B, the optics of it. What's the biggest problem of this thing is people who don't take it seriously. And this just adds to it.
I'm not asking people to be perfect, Dan. We all make mistakes in their lives all along. But this was selfish when you want him to be a part of it. And I guess I don't accept that Major League Baseball and the Dodgers couldn't do anything. Because could you imagine what the video would have looked like if they're trying to drag him off the field or – If he's just saying no, what do they do?
It's a fair question. I think first and foremost, this is on Justin Turner. I mean, he's a grown man.
No doubt.
This isn't a child. He's a grown man who is perfectly capable of understanding the dangers involved in this with this virus and with being tested positive for the virus and therefore being contagious, whether you have symptoms or not. There's no way that he hasn't been educated enough, given all the Major League Baseball protocols that they followed over, and the twists and turns those have taken over the course of the year. He saw what happened to the Marlins. He saw what happened to the Cardinals. There's no way he doesn't know how dangerous this is. So first and foremost, it's on him to make an adult decision. When he refuses to do that, the next person to have to step in is probably somebody from the organization, whether that's Andrew Friedman or whether that's Dave Roberts, but somebody whom he trusts in that organization needs to pull him aside as he's trying to get out of that room and get out there on the field and say, Justin, we love you. This is a horrible, horrible time for this to happen, but it's happened, and you can't be endangering other people here. We'll figure out some way to get you as a part of this celebration in a way that's safe, but you can't just be running around with the rest of your teammates right now.
Now on to Cash. Cash is a great manager for the Rays. He stepped in when Joe Maddon left, and they haven't slipped at all. Most people, if they had the choice right now, Kevin Cash or Maddon, they'd take Cash. And I get you are who you are, and you don't reinvent yourself all the time. And they had a somewhat comparable decision with Charlie Morton. in Game 7 of the ALCS, but circumstances do matter. Blake Snell is by miles the best pitcher on that staff, starter or reliever. 73 pitches, 9 strikeouts, no walks. He is overwhelming the Dodgers. So all we hear is you can't face him the third time. Can't face him the third time. Blake Snell this year, through the batting order, the second time, hitters, average, I just found it. I didn't find the OPS. I would rather find that, but 307. Third time, 304. So, comparable. The way Cash talks, Dan and Adam, there's no way I wanted him to face Mookie or Seager. Of course, he had struck those two out both times, and he'd struck out Turner both times, and then Muncy, he had struck out once. So, in other words, if he strikes out Barnes, he's still going to take him out. One of the dumbest strategy decisions I've seen in my entire life. You have to look at the circumstances also. Now, I get it. I heard on the Levitard show earlier today, I don't think Snell, according to their data, the data they checked with ESPN was pretty good. They don't think he retired and out in the eighth inning all year. This was not the eighth inning. This is 73 pitches, and then he's bringing in our guy, Minnesota's own, Nick Anderson, who's allowed a run, and not one, not two, but 6 straight games. Sometimes information, analytics, data, it's fantastic. But it happens not alone. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. And you have to look at what's happening at that particular time. And again, let's use it for the second time. It was indefensible for him to do that. All right, modern ball guy, Cook, you want to defend him?
Here's what I'll say. Because I was thinking last night, I knew, you know, you were going to be against this move. I'm thinking, okay, so how can I take the other side? And there really isn't a good argument. The only thing I can say is, look, the reason that Tampa Bay was in Game 6 of the World Series is because they had this approach to incorporating analytics into their game decisions, and they've stuck with it all year, and it's been very, very successful for them. So while, again, I agree that in this particular moment with that particular pitcher, there has to be more than just an analytical decision involved. You also have to dance with the one that brung you, right? I mean, this is how they got to be where they are with the minimal payroll and that they have. And so I understand how he got to the decision that he got to. It just, to me, was the wrong call.
Adam, you're the noted dancer on the show. Did you always, or do you always, dance with the one?
You can't, no. You can't. You can't contain me.
Yeah. You're willing to dance with anybody
to take this
and
gift?
Everybody.
Am I supposed to take this gift and only share it with one person? Or share it with the world?
You share.
Look, it's science. And if you're willing to throw this science out as Kevin Cash's science,
right?
Then I guess masks don't matter to you. Global warming,
that's
guess.
It.
Is that the next segment you're going to? Global warming is totally made up.
Vaccines, unnecessary.
Oh, you know me. I'm a gut guy. I go with the gut.
Oh, we've seen it before.
I know. That's it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's...
Uncalled for. How about Red Sox management? I hope they are just getting destroyed. What are the Red Sox worth? About $4 billion right now. I think they've won a few. I think they won just a couple years ago. Who's their best player then? Who was their best player until last February? This guy named Mookie. Great name, by the way. We need more Mookies. He's phenomenal. Trading Mookie Betts. No, it's not going to get to Babe. But it's going to be a hell of a second place. So Red Sox ownership, who said they, you know, due to finances, they had to do this. To quote Adam Carter, you're better than that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.